Torah Way, Northwest London, Friday the 3rd of May, Chof Ches Nisan, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Halpern, on the subject of Mechiras Chometz.
Shreyach of organizers. Gave me a lift similar to all of saying it, preparing it after Yom Yishir every day, is organizing a Maggid Shir every day for 300 how many days a year is a Moed Kaol. I try whenever to be of help, but not always can do have a mass Moed Kazak. One of the supplementary incomes of a ruach is brokerage of mechiras chometz before Pesach. So I had this year a shala which I've never had before, and beitzim azar shala one could find in Chivas Doi Divido but some sofer, not that I begin to compare to them, others the zayans the shala. A yid sold chometz through me, reminded himself in the middle of Pesach that he's got a bed and breakfast in Europe, which had actually been going on for quite a long time, and has never sold it before, and did not sell it this year also. That means it wasn't specified in the sale. And in a breakfast in Europe, Goyim wouldn't take well, or don't take well, to be giving Konomiya's hand matzahs against a dozen fresh by bagels, bread, whatever. So the master, I didn't think of it. Someone asked me afterwards, has he made the heta mechira and the gabbas Shabbos and Yom Tov? And that he said, yeah, through Mechomeru and that in America. So someone asked me, I should check in the Shtar Mechira, the Ashtar Mechiras, where they say not only Yom Tov, but Chalamoid as well. So I don't think that was the case. In fact, I get a Shala, what does he do about, there's an Issa of Mischa, of Tura Masirem, if one doesn't handle it. Remember, it's a Shaina Shala. But it's a Zecha Agringer Shala, in the Shala from Chumetz. Mischa be dvur masirin, I think is only it could be something which is far away, he doesn't even handle it. In Dafim Danzan, I think also there's a difference between the Vailas Atreifas and dvur masirin. So you ask you whether they give chazer sandwiches there, or they give beef, and it can also be enough for them. So he came and asked me, was tit yetz chalamoid? He's got a bed and breakfast. Was tit meving the chumetz? So I told him that lechoyle, there's three different departments to the shala. There's shala of chumetz that was in his possession at the time of the sale. Let's see, we sold over here 11 o'clock Friday morning. Yeah, which is over there. So not a shala because there's an hour later. Chumetz which was in his possession at the time when we sold over here the chumetz. There's a question of mikan elahabe, what one can do with this business. The worst part is chumetz which was not in his possession at the time when we sold the chumetz to the goy. Came into the possession Shabbos, Sunday, I don't remember which day it was, when he came to me Monday or Tuesday. So Chumetz came into his possession Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, which was not in his possession at the time of the sale, and now it is in his possession. Chumetz, which was in his possession at the time of the sale, although Leketchila, we asked that the person should specify what chumetz he's got, the rough value of the chumetz, the place where the chumetz is. All these are leketchila dikadinim. Obviously, it adds to the seriousness of the sale, not to be very vague. The place where the chometz is one of the kinyunim. We try to make, if I think makes, we make seven kinyunim with a goy. Yeah, because every kinyan there's a shala kesef, there's a shala mashicha, is obviously not shayach. The goy cannot be moish of the chometz. There's kinyan chutzah, kinyan agav, stimta. We try to do all the sales that we can because it's in a gaya of hashalaf in Bali Yerua, hashalaf in Aldelaisa. So obviously we try to do the best that we can. So one of the kinyunim lemushal is kinyan chutzah, because there's a shala when it comes to metaltelin. How do you say metaltelin in English? Movables. Yeah. Movables, whether you can be koina with kinyan kesef. Yeah, it has to be mashicha. Whereas hiring of land is zechah mekem machim with kinyan kesef. So one of the kinyunim which we do is we hire out the land or place where the chumetz is. So that becomes the goy's the kinyan chutzah. So once he's leased the place, the goy can be koina the movables which are in that place. That's one of the reasons why we write the places of the chumetz, because that's one of the kinyunim. Obviously here, this wasn't, even if we mention in the shtar any other chumetz, which the Balbus has not mentioned, but obviously that we saw, but we can't hire, we don't say that any place where the chumetz is, that place is hired to the goy, as if that's got a guidance.
It wouldn't help anyway.
Why?
Because he's benefiting from somebody buying, eating that chumetz.
Oh, so that no, but I'm saying if the chumetz would have been sold, let's say this bed and breakfast would make a weekly or 2 weekly order. All the chumetz would have been in stock. So that chumetz would have been sold to the goy. Now what you can say is the reivach, the profit from that sale should go to the goy. Fair enough, he was prepared to give away the profit of that sale, of the sales.
He's effectively stealing from the goy.
No, then his manager would have been working. Like we'll soon say, if Lemushlik, he would have come before Pesach, yeah? What we would have done, we don't like doing it, because if we would do that, then Moshe would have Gajinsky selling his chumetz to the goy, and the shop should be open, not to eat, but the goy, the whole Mechiris chumetz is a b'dieved. So, we preferably, or almost always, we don't move chumetz. You got chumetz, you sell it to the goy, and finish. Occasionally one has to do it, but to have a buying and selling business, moving chumetz around in Pesach, but someone has got to bed and breakfast, like he has to make it at the mechira for Shabbos Yom Tov. You ask me whether it's the ideal panusaf na'id, or chikanish etzalam, or shal satchag, whatever. So if he would have come before Pesach, what we would have done, and that's what we're going to do, in Chalamoid Mekan El Abba, you sell the business to the goy, and now the manager is working on behalf of the goy, and all the profits that come from the chumetz will soon see will go to the goy. So the same way we can say, if, although he didn't know about it, if the chumetz was in his reshis at the time of the sale, so the chumetz is now the goy's, the manager went and sold this chumetz as a breakfast to the goy, so all the revuchim, all the profit, will go to the goy. Yeah?
And then it comes back to him after a year.
No, it's gone. What do you mean? How to work it out is a bit difficult.
The profit's come back to him after Yontif if the goy doesn't complete the sale.
No.
Motzi Yontif, what happens?
Motzi Yontif, if the goy doesn't come up with the rest of the money, it's not oika the sale the mafraya, otherwise it would be tzuras. He buys it back. But the profit from that time, let's say, for example, as soon as you see how to work it out, it's not so difficult. Let's say the business is worth £100,000 and it made, let's say, £10,000 profit on Yom Tov. I sell him the business for £100,000. He gives me £10, not me. Yes, he gives us £10. So the rest is as a debt. It comes the end of Yom Tov. You tell him, listen, can you complete? Yeah, you can't complete? Fine, okay, so then we buy it back to you. But the £10,000 stays says. Over here, normally, there is no profit.
It's the goy.
The goy, yeah.
That's when
and
the goy.
That's what I'm asking. Afterwards, he went to give the goy money for his profit on the bed and breakfast of Yom Tov.
You're making an assumption that the goy who's running the business is the one who bought the chometz. It isn't always the same guy. It could be a different guy completely.
He's got a manager who's managing his bed and breakfast.
Yes.
He has got a manager, let's call him John. I sold my chumetz to the caretaker called Valdi. Yes. Now, if Valdi bought this business, he would have bought it before Yom Tov.
Yes.
Yeah? This business, let's say, well, since he had to work it out, because the hotel chaylik, the sleeping chaylik, is not a problem. So you have to work out how much is the bed and how much is the breakfast is again a problem. And let's say we take an accounting, we have to work it out, how to break it up. But let's say we could work it out, it's 5%, it's 10% of whatever they charge. Yeah? So we sell the business, and the revuch, that 5%, which comes the raivach of the breakfast, that would go to the boy. The raivach of that week. That's all.
What happened last year? Did Valdi get any profits?
Of course he's going to get. He's now going to get. He actually is going to get now 1,200 euro. He's never made so much money on the first
day. That's what I'm asking. So he actually is.
He will get all the raivach. Yeah.
But it's a problem because the surprise on Yom Tov of Chumetz is actually on the name of the owner.
No. So what I'm saying here is No, I'm saying if we would have sold the business before Yom Tov, or what we are now going to do now is sell it in Chalamoy to the Goy. We're not selling Chumetz to the Goy. Yeah, again, from Makana Lahaba, we're selling the business to the Goy. You can sell a business to a Goy. And the profit that this business brings in, the Chaylik, which is the breakfast of it, that driver will go to the Goy.
Who pays the supply?
The supply comes from the business. Where does the manager take it? He takes it from the till.
Who is paying it? Who is buying it?
What?
Who is buying it? Who is paying it?
It comes from the money of the business. If the business is now the goy's, and the people paid for their bread and breakfast, they paid by some 100 euro, whatever cost the night, from that 100 euro, the 100 euro that was paid in during Yom Tov, if we sell the business, that business is now the... The goes.
Can you sell something which is from in England or in Switzerland or in Israel?
Yeah, people do it the whole time.
No, I don't go there and get it, is it?
What's his problem? The timing is that, people do it the whole time. People sell English when they are abroad. Yeah, but people sell it, Zulu Chumetz, American Chumetz. What we do now is for those people who are in Eretz Yisrael, we sell a night before, because there's another problem, because when we sell over here at 11 o'clock, that's over there. That's his problem. Yeah. So the Chumetz that was in his Rashis at the time of the sale, we can say that it's included in the sale. Again, it's not a Leketchila, but we're talking in such a case of Bedi'evet, and the profit would go to the God. The business, Mekane Lahaba, we can also do, we sell the business, is not Chumetz, we sell the business to the Goy, and all Chumetz which will now be bought from Chalamoy till the end of the Yom Tov, would now be bought on behalf of Valdi, who has bought down business. The main issue would be the chumetz, which was not in the possession of the bed and breakfast Friday 11 o'clock, which was bought Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, or whenever it came to me. That chumetz, l'choyre, is not included in the sale. Yeah, and for pashtas, it's in the possession of a yid. First of all, every second is over of Bali Ru or Bali Mutsa. And second of all, a big problem would be that what to do with the chumetz, one would have to be mevar min oilam. The tchila, one would have to make a sreifa. And even if not, it would have to be mefarer the zoyda the riach or mefarer the zoyda the yom. To be pour bleach over it, to be mafsul machilas kelev, does not help after the Zman Issa. Before the Zman Issa, if someone can't make a fire, literally we may be able to make a fire, but before the Zman Issa, if one would take a piece of bread and pour bleach on it, as the Nifsl Machines Eilev, is a Nishoyva Bali Ruah. After the Zman Issa, one has to be Mevaim in Oilem, the Tchilal Dei Sreifer, and according to other poskim, one could do it through other means. But me Mafsul Machines Eilev, if the problem is, you have to phone up now this guy in Europe, his manager, start making a bonfire, the price for the dos, is a bit of a problem. The Triller, this he would have to make sure either go down himself, which he wasn't very happy about. So our question is now, is there in any way we can say that even chumetz, which was not in the Eid's possession at Friday 11 o'clock, should be included in the sale? Now, in my father's nisuch of the Shtar Mechila, which I didn't look up because I haven't got it by me, a Feldman's Kitzer, but if I remember, it's Stammt Feldman's Kitzer, Steigot in the Mechila, that we include also in the sale any chumetz which will come into the possession of the seller is also included. The question is, has that language got any validity in Jewish law? Where do we first see such a sort of thing? In Lushan Kodesh it's called, can one sell a duva sha'inoi b'shisoi? Yeah, a duva sha'inoi b'lo'ilam, a duva sha'inoi b'shisoi. Zemachloikas Ramayin Nechachumim, whether one can sell Payla Steiko, someone who's got a tree, doesn't want to sell the tree, wants to sell the produce of the tree when it will go, when it will grow, he's selling it in advance, he needs now money. So up front he says, you know what, you give me now money, I'll give it to you for cheaper, whatever, and I'll sell you the fruit of the tree or the crop of the ground when it will come into, when, or, the Gemara says, a son who's got a father was Evata Magrusi Yerisha over the Tata Ismailahim Meshunim, and he needs money up front. So he says, Masha Irish, Ma'aba, Muchaloch, my father's worth so and so much. I'll give it to you for a percentage. I'll send you now, Masha Irish Ma'aba. So that's a Dubash Loibuloilim, a Dubash, or by the father, it's a Dubash Abuloilim, but it's a Dubash Aina Bashis. So can someone sell now something which is not, doesn't exist yet, or is not in his possession? Dus Hamachloikas, Remayim the Chachumim. Remayim Zukta Mekan Chakoifin, a Dubash Loibuloilim, a Dubash Aina Bashis. In the Chumim Zukan Aznai, in Spaskim, like the Chachumim, so the Zoy, the Choyle, there's no validity in writing in a Shtar Mechira. The chumetz ashiyah v'bishis.
Even if it's a recurrent purchase, like for example, the breakfast every day, there's breakfast.
Yeah, I know.
So but I'm saying
he doesn't get, but he doesn't. No, you can sell a business. You can sell the business, but here we're not talking about. He hasn't sold the business. What he has sold on Friday is any chumetz which he has in his possession. And I say that in the sale, it also says any chumetz which will come into his possession. So even if you know for sure that this chumetz is going to come, the tree is also going to bear fruit. Yeah, but the mass, it's not the oilim yet. It's not the shisa. Maybe I'll soon say what's v'shtayt yon the poskim, and maybe you mean what was it. The mass, for tzartans, there was something which was called an aranda. And I always thought that aranda means someone who had a kretchen, a pub. Yeah. The other way, the mass, what aranda means is that someone bought the contract from the Tsar, the whoever was his Isis, the Puritz, yeah, who had. So the mushul, the possum say is that there is someone, a boy, the Puritz has got a brewery where you make whiskey and beer. A yid pays money for the Puritz. So every guy who comes and uses the brewery has to give out of, let's say, 100 bottles, 3 bottles or 4 bottles, whatever, 4% of what he brews in this brewery will go to the yid. And for that, the yid paid up front for such a sort of a business. Now the question is, what does he do? Paisach, the goyims and the Hishmachiev in Baliru Balimutsu, so they continue to use the brewery. What they pay for that is 3-4% of their chumetz, it's chumetz kubah, and the yid doesn't want to lose out on all these percentages of paisa. Zuk de bach, what's the problem? No, sfakoyfim, fagoy. He should sell, the percentage will come into, which he will get, or which should be given on his behalf. In paisa, as on a sfakoyfim, the Bach had a very famous son-in-law called the Tiritz Wurf, David Alaivi, and Efrain Takasha was, what are you selling over here? You're selling bottles of beer or whiskey, which have not even been, the Zenish Boilem, haven't been brewed yet, you're sending it Erev Pesach, that in tomorrow, the day after, when the Goy will come and will make his chumetz in the brewery, you're going to send it to, you're sending that to the Goy. The Master, Sadova Shaloi Buloilam, Sadova Shaina Beshisra. How can one do such a thing? Noch mehr, sagt der Tirazov. Even if we would pass the like the Meyer, which we don't, the Meyer says you can sell something as lekeshi yuvoi le'olam zolazan for the lekayach. Lemasa, how does that work? When the sevet le'olam, betestoch the moiches, and afterwards it will go, because of the mechira that I made yesterday or a few months ago, it will come into my reshis, and then through my reshis, it will go out. Whereas a mechumetz and Pesach, that can't work. Why? First of all, I'm not allowed to sell chumetz and Pesach. Like I mustn't eat chumetz and Pesach, I mustn't sell chumetz and Pesach. So here, even according to Reb Meir, that you could sell a dovah shaloi b'lo'ilom, and I made the masa kinyan I made before Pesach, the masa in Lomdus, how does it work? It comes into my possession, l'ksheyu b'lo'ilom, and then it passes through me and goes to the goy, but that's something which I mustn't do on Pesach. I mustn't pass over chumetz in Pesach from myself to the goy. Pass over, you mustn't pass over chumetz from the yid to the goy in Pesach. Noch hazach, lemasa the sale can't work because chumetz is eine b'shisa sheludam. So you mustn't do it, and sa'al pi halucha, it wouldn't work. The Makor Chaim, which is the Nesivus, says Evel Mazbazan, the Shittas Habach, and the Mugavrum Paskant also, how can one sell this contract which the Yid had with the Puritz, how can one sell them? His nemesis in the Poskim, there's a big shmiz about it, there are a lot of contracts which Haluchadik Zemengunish. I don't know what it's called. I always thought it was called a franchise, but I don't think it's the right word. Moshe of Gujinski, I'm not sure if it's called Gujinski, but any shop wants to sell the shop. Yeah? You can buy such a thing legally. Yeah? What's it called? What are they selling? They're not selling the property, they're not selling any bread.
Going concern. Brand.
Huh?
Going concern.
The business.
Brand.
Yeah. Called the business?
Franchise.
I didn't know that. So what's it called?
He's selling his business. Why?
He's selling a business. Haluchadik. What is he selling?
A business.
Tell me what he's selling.
Gurnish.
Beitzim fakoif de gurnish. What is he selling? He's not selling the property. The property is on a lease. Yeah, he doesn't even own the property.
He's selling the business, which is the business.
It's
the profit.
Gurnish fakoif de haluchadik. I'm saying haluchadik.
Cash.
No, he's not selling cash.
No,
he's selling the schis. The schis of having a shop on this and this corner, which happens to be in the Yiddish area, and is very sought after, and the bread which the koiner will buy from his own money, he's not selling him his bread, and he's not selling him the property. Beitzim verkauft dem, Haluchadik verkauft dem Luft. Beitzim, Haluchadik.
That's the word, goodwill.
Goodwill?
It's called goodwill. The schus, yeah?
Now this same sort of thing didn't start now today. Amule gezaten, Mushel, by hiring the pub from the guys. Besides at the pool, besides hiring the pub, he had the sole right to sell beer, whiskey in the area. Yeah, so he bought the sole right. Again, Sigunish. So in the Paskim is Goashala, this whole buying and selling of this contract, Alpi Halucha is a Sigunish. Afa became development is bechvata ungain. So the Paskim say that Alpidina, the Machisa, Stimte, Minigasachrim, that although Alpialucha is Gunish, the Minigasachrim can create something, and that's valid in Yiddish, in Alpialucha. Zukte Mekor Chaim, Oibazoi, since Alpi Minigamadina, one can buy such a contract, and this Yid had this contract from the Chumash, the same way as he can buy it, although in Halucha, the same way he can sell it. Oivazoi, he can sell this contract, which he had from the Puritz, so Oivazoi, what he should do is, he should sell the brewery to the Goy for the whole week, and Shoyn and everything, all the chumetz, which the 3-4% is the Goy, obviously if the Goy pays for it, it's his, and if not, for a reduced price, like we do every single.
Usually, when Yid buys a contract or a franchise, you call it how you want. From
the franchise is the wrong word.
For the Goy, his business, he gives him so much money, he does what he wants. He's not allowed to sublet it or to resell it to somebody else. It's his contract. If it's written in the contract that he's not allowed to give it to somebody else, then he's not a problem.
That's another shala, Mushli. A similar shala is someone who rented the dealer. He's rented the flat. Now, he's going away for Paisa. He doesn't want to make the chesumet, so he hires out the flat to the goy. So there's also a question that in the dus, the maske doesn't want to go. So in the Shtar Mechira, we write that the goy who rents the flat from the person doesn't rent it that he should be able to live in it. He's just renting it for the storage of the chumet. So, anocha noisa, whether one can sub a letter, but usually a sale. If I buy a business from Gajinsky, I can't sell it further.
To buy, yes.
Yeah. If you rent it, okay. other paskim. So I've seen other paskim from hunting itself and say, okay. So lo demakor chayim that one can sell a contract. Shtayk hazoi that with minigam adina one can sell a chumetz. That's anyone can say that any chumetz which will come into my lashis, I'm selling to the goy. And if you started, it's a tuus. Someone who bought a contract, he can sell that contract. But this bed and breakfast hasn't got a contract to buy chumetz, they've got an order. There is no minigam adina to sell. If someone has a contract, yeah, bought a contract from a puritz, he can sell that contract. You know, because that's what we're saying is that the whole thing is based on Luft Bishef. There is such a concept of a contract. Like I bought the contract from the puritz, I can sell it further. But that doesn't mean that any chumetz which will come into my lashis during Pesach, I can sell further, because I haven't bought anything. I have chumetz which is going to come, then a goy will deliver me a chumetz, it will become mine. That afterwards I can't sell further, it's going to be different. Before Pesach, he won't sell the chumetz, he'll sell the business. That he can do. Yeah. He's got a business, the bed and breakfast. He can't sell the bed and breakfast to a goy. He can sell the business. But to say now he hasn't sold the business. Yeah? And to say now that in the sale of Mechiras Chumetz, he sold the whole business is going up Islavat, because 90% of the business is not Chumetz. It's what people are paying for the bed. What we wanted to say is that any bread which the manager would have bought, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, should be included in the sale. Dus azach was the chayla shnitnish pi halucha. And I only give it a cold shot. I don't want to go over time, otherwise they won't call me again. Matkazuk Yom Tov in Chitzutz we said 20 times atu v'chatuni. Yeah, it's hard to be angry. There's 4 tefillas every Yom Tov. Yom Maariv, Shachris, Misav, Mincha. 2 days Yom Tov the first day, 2 days Yom Tov the second day, 16, and then we had 4 days Chol HaMoed. Yom Misav atu v'chatuni mikol v'amim. To appreciate the Atul Chatuni Mikolu Amen, darf man auf dem lernen zu verstehen, what is the Male, the superiority of the Eid? Yeah, right? Yeah. The Masse Maral steht, that, like we know, that there's Doimim Tzemaya Chai Medaba, yeah, there's, yeah. Ayid is not a Medaba, but a different Medaba. Ayid is a fifth mean in Ganzen. It's, as Anzachmut. Someone who is not steeped in Torah de Kashkofa finds it very hard to understand in what way are we different? Yeah, it's of a Torah mitzvah. It's like saying, like there's a difference between a man and an animal. We're saying that the difference between a yid and a goy is the same sort of a difference between a man and an animal. It's a very strong statement. The Rusha says in the Abuda, Hu avoida zois lochem. He can't understand and enter osabaya lechem eloi la'akim. How can we say, how can we prove to him that we are superior? But yet, I'm ready to give up for him Shimshin Pinkas. Zeich HaTzadik Tavrucha was a gewaldige balmissen, a balashkufa. That was one of the things which he brought out very well. Mezut in the Abuda, Tzayi lemat, ma bikesh lumnu rami ilasash, lum bikesh la'akes hakel. Says Tzayi, where are we going out? And what's the greatest limit that we have to do? Uplen, Epsazach? Like says everything else in that good, be the vice for those things. They must not say them out. Look there that if there is a machloikas between two of the same kind, two people or two dogs, whatever, there's always a reason behind it. Two dogs will not fight unless they're fighting over a bone. Two people will not fight unless there's something to fight over, whether it's territory, oil, or something. There has to be a sibba befadim. Whereas if a cat runs after a mouse, there doesn't have to be any sibba. It's a different kind, the sadachas in the teva. Lulun came and wanted to destroy Lulun Bikish Laka Sachel. As at Gewalt Oike Zayanka Babini, we can understand. But he wanted to be Oike his own daughters and his own grandchildren. That's something which doesn't stand to reason. Lovim Bikish Lachas Hakul. A day after, when the Boishan said, he said, Habune Bunai, Babnoisa, Habunis Benoisa, from the hatred that we see, which the Goy has got for Yid, which does not make any sense, Fidot Kemazain, as the Yid is under the mean. We always thought, or the mention of the Maskeen thought, yeah, the sinner to the Goy, to the Yid is, well, the guy Tabur, the guy Tempius, he lives in a ghetto, he's always segregated, with the Goy, if we'll assimilate, we'll look like them, we'll do business with them, we'll intermarry with them, we'll go to universities, the Makor, Finn, the sinner of the previous, the Second World War, was the Makar Finn Askula in Germany. Zeit the Fidein, that whatever the Yid will do, Tziat Gamel Gud and Pius, Tziat Zachschmaden, it will not help him. That sinner, Vosiduch in the Goetz, the Yid, proves that we are our fifth Zach. Das sucht man von der Rusche. Und kann man teile sehen, die verschleißt sich, how we can say such a thing? Du wirst dich lernen, Maral, fine, say go out, Elamad bin Lovin der Rusche. Saying for the sinner, was Lovin hat zu dem Yid, as the Verstein am Dem is been a fifth of me.
Schreit. Aluch, a gute... She's Rav Dudi, number one, told me that I should fill in on something in the Sedra, so that there should be a thought on Achrei Moed as well, although I can prove to you that I prepared Aluchah today. But I'll give a couple of minutes, so I'll just say the following. So there was the death of Nudov V'Avihi, which prompts Medrash, which says the following. Eoiv, Kiven Sheshuma, when he heard on the Misa of Nudov V'Avihi, he pronounced the following exclamation, Al Zois Yechrad Libi. Having heard this, my heart is trembling. And the question is, what relevance is Eoiv's fear and trepidation got to do with the death of Nudov and Aviv? So Gemara brings the following, that Hoyo Holchem, Moshe Vaharn, Zikrei Yisrael, and Nudov Avi went, and they were walking in the Midbar together, and Nudov turns around to Avi and he says, which sounds like a very, very frightening remark, Musa Yomusu Shnei Zkenim Halolu Bani Ve'atu Nane Gesador, which essentially means, when will these two elders or old men pass on and die, and I and you will run the show? And we will now become the Manhige Hador. It's a very frightening. There are lots of explanations. I'm shooting on this, but it's not the time for it. But in essence, there's one question. That if this was one of the reasons that brought about their demise, then why was Avihu punished? After all, he was only the passive partner. The one that said it was Nudov. Avihu was the one that heard it. Uma Nudov l'Avihu. Musa yumusu shnei zkeinim halolo vani ve'atu nanik es hadol. So, fine, so he heard this remark, what she was supposed to do about it. His brother says something to him. Elomai, there's a limit that listening to a remark like this and not being moicher is a bad news. Now, if we remember that there's a famous chazal which mentions that there were three yoyatsim by Paro. One of them was Bilam, one of them was Iov, and one of them was Yisroel. Bilam was the one that instigated the idea of Kol ben ha'yiloid ha'yoro tashlichuhu, that they should go and drown babies at the point of birth. And therefore he was killed as Bilam Bo'er, Horgu, Bechurev. But number two was Iov, Iov sheshusak nitin b'yisirem. So you got the famous Priskeruv, that he was quiet and was silent, and he sat there by this meeting, and he said absolutely nothing. So now, as a result of that, he was nidden b'yisirim. He got affliction of pains, boils, and sicknesses, and all sorts of terrible afflictions. However, the question is, oh, I mean, what's a terrible thing? He hasn't said anything. So Briskerov says, yeah, but if it hurts you, then you shout, you know. If it upsets you that Jewish children are going to be plunged into the water, then you say, hey, you can't do something like that. Even if you're not going to change it. So Yisroel was the one that walked out and he made a mechur. But Iov didn't. Iov sat silently. So now Iov recognized that there's an analogy. If by Nudov Aviv, that even though that Nudov was instigated, he was the one that said to his brother, Musa, and therefore, who died? Both of them, because it says in the Pusik, Achaim was Shnei B'nai Ahavan, but both of them died. Even though that the one that was a passive one, which was Avihu, didn't say anything. All he did was listen. That's why the Medrash says that even Sheshuma Iov Al Misa Shnei B'nai Ahavan, therefore it says, he said, Al Zois Yechad Libi, now I have reason to be in trepidation of what, having heard about the Misa of Shnei B'nai Ahavan, because that reflects on me, and I recognize that for my silence upon hearing about the Gezeira of Kol HaBen HaYilo Ed HaOyru Tashlichihi, that I too will be afflicted with terrible pains. Shabbos.
Something on once in a lifetime.
Good, nice to have you back.
Shema? Yes,